Welcome to the In Your Corner podcast. My name is Tony Douglas, and I'm here with my wife, Erica. And our mission is to help young, up-and-coming athletes reach their fullest potential on and off the field. As always, we truly appreciate you tuning in, and we hope you get something out of this episode.
All right, guys, we are back. Eric and Tony, In Your Corner podcast. So what do we got? A week left of school?
Yeah. For some kids, they're done already. I've seen graduation pictures.
Grad parties.
We had the last day of preschool today.
Last day of preschool for Sean.
Yep.
But yeah, busy, busy, busy time of the year.
Yeah, but the end of school means...
Summertime.
Summertime. I can't wait for that.
Summer. Like, the greatest... I remember as a kid, summer seemed so long. It was like a whole nother school year. And now it's like 6 weeks.
I know. It goes quick. But there's still a lot of time for all the stuff you can squeeze in to Absolutely. Summer. You know, it does go fast, but there's still time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I like summer for a time to just kind of...
It's like an open frontier. You can kind of make it
whatever you
want. What you want to make it.
For some reason, I remember Smurfs in summer because my brothers and I would like chill at home. I mean, this was when I was obviously young, but we would watch Smurfs.
Mm-hmm. Gargamel.
Gargamel, yeah. Papa Smurf.
That's a good one.
But how do you stay motivated in the summer? Because the summer is also a great time to, you know, for athletes mm-hmm. to... You know, it could make or break you a little bit, right?
I think it's true what they say. Champions are made in the summer, right? Your coach will tell you that. A lot of the professional athletes will tell, you know, that'd be their advice to high school athletes or young kids is you got to work in the summer. You got to take advantage of it. And it makes me think of my first day of practice as a college freshman. And that summer leading up to it, I like kind of... worked out, you know, like, I mean, you'd think I would be more on top of it since my dad was a college coach, but he was very much kind of the guy that you got to learn on your own. And I distinctly remember feeling like I had done the track workout and I was like, I was just dying, you know, hard to catch my breath. I was like keeled over and, you know, the veterans are just kind of, you know, just talking away and doing what they do. It was just the warm-up. I had thought the whole warm-up was our workout, and it was just a warm-up. And it was just like, oh, Erica, I don't think you're ready for this, because I wasn't. I had taken the summer and literally just
relax.
Hung out. Yeah. So I kind of learned my lesson the summers after that. And knew that if I wanted to be prepared. I remember one summer when I was living on campus, I rode my bike everywhere. And just doing that extra physical activity of instead of getting in my car and driving, but, you know, I knew if I, you know, riding my bike would help me, you know, stay in shape, get in shape, do save my legs a little bit. But I came in and I just felt like a totally different person because I was aware of, you know, making good choices,
not just
sitting around and driving relaxing. To Dairy Queen. And
yeah, I mean, summer can be a good time to offload your schedule's typically not as busy. I remember many summers I was a lifeguard and I didn't do anything else besides that. We would swim quite a bit, but even if you are working a job in the summer, you still have to find some time to, you know, better yourself if you're really focused on athletics, if you really want to get to that next level. We're going to give some useful tips. So we don't want to just talk about, you should work in the summer.
Yeah.
End of story. Like, we want to try to give you some useful tips. So we have four different steps that we're going to go through. But to kick off the first step, I think of I'm going to probably catch some flack for this, but my favorite basketball player, LeBron James, right? So every summer / off season, LeBron works on a different part of his game, right? It's not just magic that his jump shot one summer gets better, or his post-up game gets better. Like, he typically is going to pick a part of his game that he knows he needs to improve on. And in that offseason, and the NBA players that stand out and are great, they all do this. It's not just a, you know, and then the ones that don't do this don't. They just, you know, maybe they mess around in the summer, maybe they get workouts, but what specifically do you need to improve on? Mm-hmm. And to know that, the first step is you need to take inventory of this past year, this past season. And this is the first step, and it's probably the hardest step. Going and getting, doing workouts and having big dreams. I mean, these things, this is what we do as athletes, right? Mm-hmm. Like working out and practicing, like, okay, that's cool. That's easy. It's not easy, but for us, that part comes naturally.
Right. It's almost a habit. Like, you just kind of expect to work out. And I think I like what you're saying, because I've got caught in that cycle too, where you just go and you show up at your workout and you don't really...
You just work.
You're just there because you're there.
Yep.
You know, because you're supposed to be there. But you're saying you need to be more intentional. Like,
yes.
What specifically am I trying to work on during this workout?
Yes. You need to take... And you need to write this down. You need to sit... It's so crazy in today's day and age with all the distractions, everything grabbing our attention, social media, TV, whatever, that we can't just sit down for... Just take 1 hour... You could do this in 1 hour. Just sit down with a notebook and take inventory of your last year. What did I do good? What did I do bad? What should I work on? What is going to give me the best bang for my buck if I work on it this summer going into my next year? Mm-hmm. Do I need to improve on my speed? What skills do I specifically need to work on? Should I improve on my dribbling or my shooting? If you're a track person, you know, like, let's just use hurdlers. Is it speed or is it technique or is it my start? Just sit down and write this out and take inventory, and also what you did good. What can I continue to improve upon? Mm-hmm. And that should be your compass. That should be your guide going into this summer on, okay, this is how I'm going to set my summer up.
Mm-hmm. I know during the season, especially when you're in that part where you're just like kind of competition after competition after competition, you know, like your coach will say stuff, or you know there's certain things you have to work on. But when it's like during season, you don't have the time to just like, yep, deconstruct something and fix it. You kind of have to just kind of push through and continue on. So you're like, so those things that during the season you were like, oh yeah, I need to get that better at that, or my coach is constantly saying this to me, that's when the summer is when you have the time to specifically focus on those skills you couldn't do during season.
Yep. And taking that inventory leads you into step two, because that's where you need to be setting your goals. Mm-hmm. And I think your goals, you're going to need to set goals for where you want to be. So, do I want to make varsity? Do I want to be a state champion? So those need to be your goals, but you also need, I think taking inventory sets up your action items to get to those goals.
That's good. I mean, I feel like every episode we do, what's the step? Oh, set a goal.
Set a goal, yeah.
Right, but it's that idea of the picture in your mind. What are you working towards? Kind of like what we talked about earlier. Are you just showing up to show up, or what are you working towards? Because if you know what you're working towards, it's going to keep you motivated, especially when there's all those pulls to go to the lake or, you know, go to the pool or do all these things, which are fine and good things. But if you don't understand what you're working towards, you're never going to get there. Or once the school year starts, you're going to have less time to make up that progress that you had said originally you wanted to do. I had an athlete, and we both worked with her actually, but when she was a freshman, she had a really good freshman year. You know, she ran at the state meet, jumped at the state meet, she had a really good freshman year. And then her sophomore and junior year were more struggles for her. And so it was kind of this decision point, like, you know, is she going into her senior year? What does she want to do? She
was borderline on
quitting, you know.
Yep.
But in the back of her mind, she really knew that she wanted to compete in college. She wanted to be a part of a successful high school team. And so Lauren, she just grinded in the summer. I mean, she came, and then, you know, you also, if it's track season, it's in the spring sport. So she just worked from, you know,
starting in the summer,
June, all the way through till track season started. And it started in the summer. That decision started in the summer because she knew she wanted to run in college. She knew she wanted to be a state champion, you know, and her season, like, she wanted to be, I think high jump was one of her big goals, right? Well, it turned out she was one of the fastest 400 hurdlers in the state. So it's like something that wasn't specifically part of her goal, but just because she put in all of that work, something else manifested from it. So understanding that you have a goal in mind and what you're working towards and seeing it every day. So cut out a picture, put it somewhere, write it on your mirror, do something where you can see and you know what you're working towards.
Yes. And now she runs in college. She was a
all-conference performer in the multis. Yes.
She went from, so Lauren was on the shuttle hurdle relay. Mm-hmm. And I think before that season, and you would know better than I, it was almost borderline, like, is she going to be on the shuttle hurdle?
She wasn't.
She wasn't on the shuttle hurdle. And at the end of that year, she was an All-American. Mm-hmm. Now that is the power of having a goal, working towards it, unrelenting, mm-hmm. gaining confidence as you're working towards that. And I can guarantee you that their goal before the beginning of the year was not to be an All-American.
It wasn't.
You know, and not only are they state champs and Drake champs, they're All-Americans. Unreal.
And it all started with that goal in the summer. And not just the goal, the decision.
The pre-decision
to do anything and everything to work towards that.
Yep. So this is the whole purpose of this podcast, mm-hmm. is, you know, this is called In Your Corner. We're in your corner. We're trying to help you to understand that you have so much potential if you just take some of these little steps. We get caught up in this, I need to be the superstar of the team by tomorrow. And, you know, when you're not the superstar of the team the next day, you lose hope, you give up. And that's not what this is about. This is about you growing yourself every single day, fighting the battle inside your head that you're not worthy. But you show up, you see that you are worthy, you win. You get a little bit more success, and you just keep building on that. And it's just step by step. And that's so hard to do in the world that we live, because you're looking at Instagram and you're mm-hmm. seeing all these famous, popular people, and you think that that's supposed to be you today. And it's taking a step back and just saying, I'm at where I'm at today, but my growth is really where I'm going to win. So
I like that word you said, unrelenting.
Unrelenting. Yeah. You know, it's perseverance. We talked about that on the last mm-hmm. podcast. But so, all right, so we've gone over step one, which is taking inventory of where you're at. Step two is setting some goals and some action items. And number three is you have to create a schedule. You know, if you say, you tell your buddy, and we'll get to our action item number four, but you say, hey, this is my summer. Like, next year I'm going to be on varsity. We're going to win state, you know. Okay, awesome. Do you have your week scheduled out?
Well, I think there's a difference. A lot of people talk. A lot of people say they're
going
to do this.
A lot of people talk.
The difference is in the doing.
Yes.
You know, I've tell this story all the time to my athletes, but my dad would drop me off on the corner. He'd pick me up from the pool or wherever, and he'd drop me off on the corner, and he'd say, run home. Whether I was in tennis shoes or flip-flops or whatever. And the reason he did it was because all day I had literally done nothing. Maybe frosting out of the tub. Probably didn't even do any of my chores. I made my brother do them. Like, just lazy.
Yep.
And he knew that. And that would be at the end of the day. Whereas what we're trying to say is create your schedule, not to, like, take out all the fun.
Right.
Not to take out the lazy moments, right? Because you need that rest. You need that time to rejuvenate and recover. But it's putting first things first, because if you don't schedule it out, if it's not a priority, if it's not on your calendar, it will not get done.
It won't. No. Because every day something more that is, as humans, we're designed to seek comfort, right? Like that is, you know, if I see a bowl of ice cream sitting next to a bowl of spinach, I'm going to pick the ice cream. Like, so are you, right?
I mean, obviously.
Yes. So the same thing happens. You know, if you don't have your goals scheduled out, if you don't have that, I'm at, you know, 9 o'clock on Monday morning, I'm going to get up and go get a workout in. You're going to turn on Netflix, mm-hmm. and you're going to, it's just too much. It's just too easy.
Right? A lot of it is pre-deciding, and I fall back into this still with, you know, with grown-up tasks, but a lot of it is pre-deciding. So deciding ahead of time that what you're going to do. So instead of having to make the decision in the moment, like when your alarm clock goes off, am I going to do it or am I not? No, you've already decided, you know, you already set the alarm clock. You already laid out your clothes. You're already going, you know, you already told so-and-so you're going to pick them up on the way to the weight room, whatever. You've decided ahead of time that you're going to do it. Something that works, and I've started to use more of, instead of like making a checklist or writing, you know, I have to do this and I have to do this, I just put it on your calendar, because then you can look at your calendar. You can know, okay, on Thursday, I am going to the pool to do this. On Friday, I've got open gym followed by weights. Like, put it on your calendar. That way it's already set, you know, what you're doing and when you're doing it.
Calendars are extremely powerful, mm-hmm. you know, because just think about this. Ask yourself this question. Do I use a calendar? I know I didn't in high school. Did you?
I mean, I had like a paper planner and I'd color coordinate it and
stuff.
Oh
my gosh. Guys, don't do that. So, just ask yourself that question. Do I use a calendar? You know, because if you don't, it's a very strategic tool that can be extremely helpful, right? And by no means, early when I said a bowl of spinach, like I probably wouldn't eat a bowl of spinach anyway, so it's probably a bad example. But
I have seen you eat just spinach.
Yeah, but
because you're weird.
Oh well. Okay, moving on.
But in the schedule, it's not saying that you can never do anything fun.
Right, right.
It's just the first thing you're plugging in is aligned with your goal.
Strategy.
Right? So you know when you're going to the gym. You know when you're doing your crossword. You've even written down what workouts you're going to do on what day. So you've put first things first. You've put all the things in that align with your goal in first. And then you have plenty of time to fill in the rest. Then you can go hang out with your friends, and you can go to a movie, you can go get ice cream, you can do the fun stuff, but you've taken the initiative to put first things first.
Yep. And they will get done.
And they'll get done.
But if they're not scheduled, they will not get done.
Right.
I promise you that.
Right. It's like that rock and that water analogy, right? So if you have big rocks and little pebbles and water, you know, they all fit in the jar, but mm-hmm. if you put in the little pebbles first and then try to squeeze in the big ones, it won't work, right?
Yep.
You got to put in the big rocks first.
Yep, the important ones.
Yeah. And I know you can't see, but I did a very nice visual with my hands to explain that analogy.
All right, so step one, take inventory. Step two, set goals, action items. Step three, create a schedule. Write it out, write it down, schedule it. And step four, have some accountability. Have a partner that you do this with. Things, you know, as humans, we should be doing things with other people.
Mm-hmm. Right? This is a great time if you're a senior on your team to kind of get the other seniors around and kind of get the rest of your team involved and doing activities together, doing workouts together. You know, because the summer is a time where you're kind of on your own, right? You don't have a coach, you don't have somebody, so you need other people kind of coming around you to do it with you. Mm-hmm. You know, so find a teammate, you know, be a leader, take charge of things like that.
And with this accountability, I mean, one piece of it is going to do the workout. So you might say, I'm going to do this workout with this partner. But that whole entire list, 1 through 4, can be done with a partner, right? My advice, grab someone that you believe has, you know, first off, someone that you like, someone that you're friends with that you don't mind hanging out with, but go through this whole thing with them, because maybe you can even bounce off of them, you know, if it's your teammate, hey, here's what I thought about what I could work on. What do you think? And they may be like, well, I know you think you're good at dribbling, but you should work on dribbling, because getting a different perspective is good too, mm-hmm. right? So do the inventory, do the goals, create a schedule, and you're not limited to one accountability partner. Maybe one is, you know, a teammate, maybe one is even a coach or one of your parents, so that, you know, if you're getting with this with your parents, creating that schedule, it makes it a little bit easier, because you might create a schedule and then you go to parents and they're like, yeah, we're not going to be able to do that. Right? So especially depending on your age. So if you just do this list, 1 through 4, inventory of yourself, goals, create a schedule, and then have some accountability on that, the strides that you'll make in this off season will blow you away.
Right. You not only have stayed motivated through the summer, you have built so much confidence going into your next season.
Yep. So check us out on Instagram, In Your Corner Podcast, on Facebook as well, for those parents out there. Give us a like, give us a review. We would truly appreciate it. We just want to continue to give valuable information, share feedback of what you want to hear about. And until next time,
this is Erica and Tony, and we're In Your Corner.